Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we turn quarterly reports into conversations you'll actually want to hear. I'm Alex, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jordan. Today, we're diving into KLA Corporation's third quarter 2026 results, and wow, what a quarter this was. Before we jump in, I need to share an important disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And speaking of wow, KLA absolutely crushed it this quarter. Revenue hit $3.415 billion, which was not only up 4% sequentially, but also 11% year-over-year. That beat their internal forecasts too.
Right, and the earnings per share story is even better, $9.40 non-GAAP EPS. But Jordan, what really caught my attention was their forward-looking commentary. They're basically saying 2027 is going to be massive for the semiconductor equipment industry.
Exactly. CEO Rick Wallace made some pretty bold statements about visibility into 2027. He said there's unprecedented demand visibility from customers, and that normally they wouldn't comment on 2027 growth rates in April of 2026, but the demand environment is giving them that confidence. They expect 2027 year-over-year growth to be higher than 2026.
Let's break down what's driving this optimism. KLA is the leader in process control equipment. Think of them as the quality control experts for semiconductor manufacturing. Every time chipmakers need to inspect their wafers or measure critical dimensions, they're likely using KLA tools.
And AI is clearly the rocket fuel here. The company specifically called out AI as a core driver of KLA's performance. They're seeing increased investment in leading-edge foundry logic and high-bandwidth memory, both critical for AI applications. What's fascinating is they raised their advanced packaging revenue outlook from $635 million to approximately $1 billion for 2026.
That's a 57% increase. Advanced packaging is becoming crucial as chip companies try to pack more performance into smaller spaces. It's like upgrading from a studio apartment to a high-rise. You need much more sophisticated tools to make sure everything fits perfectly.
The numbers tell a compelling story about market share too. KLA increased their global share in both overall wafer equipment and process control markets in 2025. In advanced packaging specifically, they gained 14 percentage points of market share and saw 70% year-over-year revenue growth.
Now let's talk about the elephant in the room: supply chain constraints. During the Q&A, management acknowledged they're dealing with unprecedented demand urgency from customers. CFO Bren Higgins said customers are showing a higher level of urgency around securing capacity than he's seen before.
This creates an interesting dynamic. On one hand, it's validation of incredibly strong demand. On the other hand, it means KLA has to rapidly scale operations, hire more people, and ensure they can deliver. The good news is they seem confident about supporting the 2027 ramp.
Speaking of 2027, let's dig into their industry outlook. They're expecting the wafer equipment market to exceed $140 billion in 2026. That's up from previous estimates of $135 to $140 billion. But here's the kicker. They think their semiconductor process control systems business will grow over 20% in 2026, significantly outpacing the broader market.
The geographic and end market mix is interesting too. For the June quarter, they're forecasting foundry logic to be about 82% of revenue, with memory at 18%. Within memory, DRAM is expected to be 84% and NAND 16%. This heavy foundry weighting reflects the AI-driven demand we keep hearing about.
Let's talk margins and profitability. Gross margin came in at 62.2%, which actually beat guidance despite some headwinds. They're dealing with elevated DRAM pricing. Basically, the memory chips that go into their own tools are more expensive, creating about a 100 basis point headwind to gross margins.
But here's what I find impressive. Even with these cost pressures, they're maintaining their full-year gross margin guidance of approximately 62%. That speaks to the pricing power they have given their market-leading position and the critical nature of their tools.
The cash generation story is stellar. Free cash flow was $622 million for the quarter, and they returned $875 million to shareholders through $626 million in share repurchases and $249 million in dividends. They also announced an incremental $7 billion share repurchase authorization.
One thing that stood out in the Q&A was the discussion about process control intensity. As chips become more complex and valuable, especially AI chips, manufacturers need more inspection and measurement tools. KLA has gained 360 basis points of process control market share since 2021 and is now about 7 times larger than their nearest competitor in this space.
The China situation came up briefly. They received some new restrictions, but management characterized the impact as fairly immaterial to their second quarter guidance and 2026 outlook. It seems like most of their growth is coming from leading-edge investments outside of China anyway.
Looking ahead, KLA raised their 2030 revenue targets and now expects 13 to 17% revenue CAGR through 2030. Their long-term model assumes the semiconductor industry grows at 11% CAGR and the wafer equipment market grows 1% faster than that. Given their market share gains and increasing process control intensity, they expect to significantly outpace both.
What's particularly compelling is their services business, which hit $775 million in the quarter. This is recurring revenue that grows as they install more systems and as those systems age and need more maintenance. They're targeting 13 to 15% CAGR in services through 2030.
The big picture here is that KLA sits at the intersection of several powerful trends. AI driving demand for advanced chips. Chips becoming more complex and requiring more inspection, and the industry investing heavily in new manufacturing capacity. They're not just riding the wave, they're helping to enable it.
For investors, this looks like a company firing on all cylinders. Strong current results, raising guidance, gaining market share, and positioned for multi-year growth. The main risks seem to be execution. Can they scale fast enough to meet this unprecedented demand?
Before we wrap up, I want to emphasize that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence and consult with qualified financial professionals before making any investment decisions.
That's a wrap on KLA's third quarter 2026 results, a company clearly benefiting from the AI revolution and positioning itself as an essential partner to the world's most advanced chip manufacturers. Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time for another AI-powered earnings breakdown. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.